It is good to be here, Jared. Well, even better with that music playing as well.
Yeah, it is really nice, isn't it? It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Give us a little rundown. What have we taken from the last week or so that's going to put a smile on everyone's dial?
Sure thing. So starting off, we've got 5-year-old Oscar Gordon is back in his hometown of Lismore. You're not going to believe this now. He was separated from his family for 6 whole months.
Oof.
In Thailand. Yeah. Unfortunately, he had just missed the opportunity to come back. So himself and his grandmother had to spend 6 months. So I can't imagine. Like, you haven't seen...
So he's with his grandma, at least.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's
been in a hotel as well, so I mean...
Oh, boy. Do you remember when you were a kid, though, and you would spend time with your grandparents, and it was kind of the nicest
times you could have? Because your grandparents, I guess, have that ability to kind
of...
Yeah. And you can kind of get away with a bit more, because they're not the official parent.
6 months, though.
6 months. Well, he's back now. He's reunited with his family. We've got some more good news coming from the Gold Coast this time, with a community organization using bins to connect people over a drink. So yeah, kind of raising money to fight against domestic violence and just start a conversation going, I guess,
yep,
in these local communities. And basically what they're doing is collecting recyclables and then using the money they get from the stuff they're recycling and putting it towards that charity and raising
funds.
Yeah, exactly. Encourages people to recycle. I think that's great. And then obviously raising awareness about domestic violence.
Really, really good stuff. And now I believe that you've got a longer report that you might want to touch on. Something,
yeah,
another good news story, something to, get the wheels in motion, get people feeling
definitely
good.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say, like, in this world of COVID-19, the music industry, without a doubt, has been one of the hardest hit. I know friends that are in bands, promoters, and just, it's been a tough time. And I think just as a general music fan, it's been tough because... I mean, just being a person, you want to go out, you want to hear live music. It's such an integral part of our culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the government in the last few weeks have announced the JobMaker Plan, which is $75 million fund to help kind of reactivate the arts industry. Just kind of reignite those in the events industry. Give them grants. I think it's anywhere from, where is it, $75,000 to $2 million.
What?
So venues can apply for these grants, sole traders, performers, yeah. So it's a pretty broad grant scheme.
Yeah, $2 million is a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
You can imagine what kind of venue. I suppose there are massive venues out there. That would be just a drop in the ocean. Nice drop in the ocean, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
A supportive drop in the ocean, but for something... Me and you were both massive fans of just up the road from the studio, the Lansdowne Hotel. I can't imagine they're
going
to get their hands on $2 million, but maybe a nice $75,000.
Definitely, yeah. And just, I guess it encourages more local bands. It gives them more of an opportunity, gives them a platform in a time when I guess they didn't really have one for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of really dire. I know my roommate's a music photographer and he was going nuts because it was normally every weekend. Like, he did tour with bands and this, that, the other, and like you barely saw him.
Exactly,
because he was always
yeah.
doing something. But the last couple of months or so, we've just been staring at each other in our unit.
No, exactly. My friend Jack is also a photographer and he says you become so used to that routine of, and he says he misses seeing the same people because it would be that same crew.
Yeah.
And you've kind of fallen in love with that lifestyle.
Like anything, community. Thank you for that, Oscar. It's good stuff. I know it made me feel better, especially what was his name again? That little 5-year-old that's been reunited with his mum and dad.
Oh, Chris. Oh, sorry, Oscar. How could I forget? He's got the same name as me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's good to hear. So I hope everyone, hope you guys enjoyed that. It's your first dose of Good News Mondays on 2SER. Hopefully Jared's got a good song to continue the mood.
Oh, here we go. That's a lot of pressure. This is Cut Copy with A Perfect Day. Remember Cut Copy?
Yeah, great band.
All right, let's hear
it. Pretty good.